connect done. Dot. Everybody connect the dots. Connect the dots. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is CBS Radio. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, everybody. We got to connect the dots. Here to there and everywhere, because everything in the universe is connected. First of all, I just want to say this amazing thing I saw on Twitter. Yes, I'm on Twitter. Hey, you guys should follow me. Want to know how to follow me on Twitter? Well, go to BBS Radio, look up my site, Connect the Dots Radio Show. I'm listed on Saturday at 12 midnight Central Time. But I do the show from New York City, and it's 1 a.m. Sunday here in the greatest city in the world. Of course, the politicians are destroying it the best they can. So anyhow, this is what I saw on Twitter. Some woman took out her cell phone, and I don't know if what she posted is true or not, but she started focusing on a dark cloud, and she was able to adjust the light setting on the camera in the cell phone. I think she put it out through TikTok or something, but that doesn't matter. Anyhow, as she kind of zoomed in close to this dark cloud, big, long, lengthy cloud, no particular special shape, just big, dark, and long, she found, it came into clarity, rather, that there was something looked like a circuit board. Yeah, right. We've all seen circuit boards. You know, the lines, one thing runs over and connects to another, all little maze-like patterns. Well, this whole cloud was filled with these things. Now, it makes you wonder, you know, there were some comments about it. Well, this is the AI intelligence, the AI holographic projection system. That creates the fake reality on here, the fake light resonance in our atmosphere. If you believe those things, maybe they're true, and to what extent they are true, who knows? Not all things are 100% true. Sometimes some things are 50% true. Sometimes things are 77% true. Hey, I explain that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I mention it every week, but people should go out and buy it because I didn't write it to gather dust in the bookstore. And of course, you can. There's the ebook. You can download it for $5 or $7 to a notepad or something like that. World of Knowledge will make you a smarter person in one night. And I talk about things like that, the percentage of truth, and that every situation is a percentage of truth. There's very few things that are 100% true. You know, a lot of things are 99% true, but there are always exceptions to everything, and even exceptions to the exceptions, with a few exceptions. So I don't know if this is true. Clouds, dark clouds, when you focus in with a special camera light setting, you can see circuit board patterns in the clouds. And, you know, it makes you think, yeah, what kind of a conspiracy is going on here? But, I see the possibility of something sinister might be going on, but at the same time, circuit board in a cloud, what could that possibly be doing? in order for something to project into the atmosphere, the air, or the sunlight, or whatever, you need a projection device. Circuit boards do not project. So it questions me, what were we really looking at? Or was it an illusion set up by the camera? You know, perhaps it was a reflection off the lens back into the camera, and the circuit board this person was looking at was the circuit board inside her camera. You know, that's a puzzling question as to what she actually was able to photograph, and it's a mystery. I, for one, don't believe it's an artificial intelligence Anunnaki dark side projection system, because like I've already said, you can't project through a circuit board. Projection systems are like pyramids or circular things or the end of an antenna or something like that. So, and circuit boards are not known for resonating. If you want to resonate, you need, you know, something like a pyramid, a circular pattern, you know. So, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Anybody out there got an idea what could this woman have been capturing with her camera if it definitely looks like a circuit board? You know, hey, your guess is as good as mine, maybe. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. And maybe one of you listeners out there can explain what a circuit board pattern visualized inside a cloud could actually be doing, assuming it was out of the frequency range of normal human sight. And of course, we know cameras do pick up frequency ranges beyond that of normal vision. And while we're talking about mysteries, I put this out here before, but I'm still waiting for someone to even come in with a good guess on this one. If when you're able to expand the frequency of your sight, and you go out at night and you look up in the sky and you see the blinking red lights scattered all over the sky in similar patterns like the stars are scattered, what are you looking at? Assuming you've experienced that. I mean, we can conjecture, we can theorize the possibilities, but hey, this is call-in radio show. Call in and give it your best guess. You know, I've got some bad guesses before. Yeah, the lights of spacecraft. No, the spacecraft would not cover the whole sky no matter where you looked. I'm talking about blinking red lights in the sky at night, faint ones, kind of like those blinking Christmas lights, but they're all red and they're sparsely scattered. Not thickly packed as the stars, but sparsely scattered, but you know, spread out all around everywhere, just not as many of them as of our stars. So that's another mystery. Mystery. Hey, imagine your name was Mystery. That would be kind of amusing, I guess. you might want to change your name. But there's more amazing things happening this week. I don't know if you follow what's going on in the world with the New World Order leaders, and the especially the evil ones that showed their true colors when the scamdemic was in play, and they locked down their countries and they made their people suffer with all kinds of decrees that were eventually all proven to be not based on science, but bribe money, most likely. So that, and I'll be fair about it, you know, that evil woman who is and shortly will not be president or leader of New Zealand has announced that she is going to resign. So we wonder what is going on there. And believe me, it's good riddance as far as the people there of New Zealand are concerned. This is a crazy, evil person, and I have a right to call her evil. She locked down her whole country because four people had tested for positive, and now, of course, we know that tests don't mean crap. And more things have been popping up on the internet. Somebody's posting something from back in 2019 about the information out there floating around amongst the secret people that they were going to unleash a virus into the population that will resemble a flu-type virus. And, of course, that's what it actually was when the investigations were done. I've mentioned this before, but colleges have done investigations. And of all the people that they were allowed to test and that were supposed to have been identified as having COVID, all of them, 1,500 subjects, all of them had influenza A or B. None of them had this mysterious, unknown COVID thing. And, of course, it's been factually verified that nobody has identified this cootie bug COVID. And when another college, Ivy League school, did the same thing, they used a group of 1,500 people, they found the same thing. All the people that had been diagnosed with cootie bug COVID were actually inflicted with influenza A or B. So much for that. So anyhow, this crazy woman who locked down her whole country and then threatened to put everyone in a concentration camp that didn't get a vaccine, coerced people into doing things stupid because the vaccines have proved to be deadly, that the evil leaders of world governments, and she's one of them, she has to step down. And so in a joyous way, people were posting all the pictures of her they can find where she's looks like she's been snorting coke, playing around with her nose, she's sniffling, keeps rubbing her nose, you know, and they've got more than one video on that one, and they got her walking down the hall, and it looks like, you know, this is a woman like her 30s, I guess, I don't know, I don't even care how old she is, but she's got, wearing this dress, and she's walking down the hall, and the cameraman's, I guess, walking backwards as she's walking down the hall so he can keep his distance from her. And it's quite obvious that her boobs are hanging down like she was a 90-year-old woman or something. Now, a 30-year-old woman is not going to have boobs hanging down that far. No way. So that suggests, I mean, that, well, we couldn't see it, but that's where her dress was hanging down. So she's either a carpenter's dream or a guy that's been parading around passing himself off as a female and got elected to be evil bitch of New Zealand. But thankfully, she's going to be gone soon. And you got to wonder, well, she made herself a fortune already, and she looks like she doesn't care about anyone herself, talks like it too. She wouldn't just resign unless she feels that they're closing in on her and she wants to take her money and run. or the New World Order decide to get rid of her because they don't want people going in front of the cameras, snorting their noses and sniffling like they've been doing 10 lines of coke before they got in front of the cameras. And so that's what's happening in New Zealand. Will the replacement be any better? I don't see how it could be any worse, but that's what's going on. And just reminding everybody, every leader in the world is a New World Order puppet. And most of them are voluntarily playing along because that's where the money is. Want to make a lot of money in public and politics, yeah, you become a New World Order puppet. You could do that, you know, but why would you want to do that? I mean, if you have ethics, I don't see why you would be doing that. Doesn't make any sense, you know? I mean, you're going to have to pay the piper eventually on that one, you know? But, hey, it's a call-in radio show. Anybody figure out the riddle yet? What's the cloud with the circuit board pattern in it? When you change the light setting on your camera, I don't know. This is a mystery that may never get solved. My best guess is it's a reflection off the lens back into the camera, and she's looking. The camera is picking up its own circuit board. But it could have been a what kind of would it be? A real circuit board pattern in the cloud? I mean, what is it? Physical matter, or is it holographic projection? And what would be the point of it? Big mystery there. So, you know, it's an important thing for you to declare your sovereignty. I was going to read some written out declare your sovereignty things, but I didn't want to bore people. So, Tarian Light 888, I believe it is, if you go on Twitter. She has the three declarations of sovereignty there that you might want to declare. Because apparently, as the story goes in, this is the importance of declaring your sovereignty, is that everyone who has incarnated into this world, and we all volunteer to do it, as the saying goes, it doesn't happen by just happenstance, no. You, there's a line to get into planet Earth, and you have to sign, because the dark side has been controlling our world for hundreds of thousands of years, but they've made some stipulations along the way, and in the last couple of thousand years, you really had to sign your life away or sign your memory away in order for them to let you in, or they weren't going to let you in. How about that? They weren't going to let you incarnate into a human body. That's got to be pretty powerful to stop people from all over the universe from doing that. And then these dark mother effers have been pretty powerful. Of course, they're losing the war now. The battles are still going on, but the war has been declared victorious by the light. Yes, the light has won over the darkness, but we got a few holdouts here on our planet, diehards, you know. They want to fight to the end. They want to take down as many of people as they can, and that's why they're still promoting the vaccines, and they still control all the heads of all the governments in the world. Can you name me one government that isn't playing along with the New World Order? Actually, it might be Putin, you know, the one that everyone is trying to make out to be the bad guy. Well, that would explain why, because everyone's getting paid big money to throw the snowballs at Putin and point the finger at him, you know. It used to be Trump, now it's Putin, because he's not willing to play along with the New World Order. One of the few countries in the world that kicked out the Rothschild bankers. Yeah. that's enough to infuriate the New World Order, because the Rothschilds are big-time players in the New World Order. So anyhow, that's how it's playing out. And that guy, Levinsky, another evil SOB, you know, he's his way to end the Ukraine war. He should resign along with all his crooked friends, and then maybe Putin would decide, okay, I'll end the war now that we've gotten rid of that piece of trash. And believe me, everyone should dislike this guy. Come on, he's sucking money out of every country in the world. And the world leaders are just going along with it. More proof that everyone has been bought out and paid for. Hey, you know, I'm an American here. That poor excuse for a president. We don't even know if he's a human being anymore. Which clone do we see on the evening news? Is it clone one, clone two, clone three, whatever? A pathetic loser, you know, disgusting pedophile. He's not a president. You know, he's the stooge that the New World Order put in. They rigged the election, the New World Order did it. In fact, wouldn't that be so wonderful if the news people would actually mention the New World Order, that they're behind all the crookedness in the world and they own all the governments and they're the ones who cheated the election, saw that this total jerk, pathetic pedophile, Bidey boy there, and his crack-smoking, crack-whore-loving son. These creatures are got their hold on the money, our money, and they're throwing it away because they get kickbacks. You know, that's how people, you need to wake up, you know? You'll never hear this on the evening news, on the mainstream media, but you got to understand, that's what all the foreign aid is about. It's not about helping anyone. It's about putting the money out, pretending to give money to countries, pretending to help countries. And then through the money laundering system, like the Ukraine does, a good portion of that money, taxpayers' money that you voted to supposedly help some country out, falls back in their pockets. This is how it works. And if you don't like it, you have to do something. And it's not about voting for Democrats or Republicans, because they're the New World Order owns both of the parties. And the amount of people that might be considered honest and trustworthy in the federal government is negligent. There'll never be a majority. The way things are run now, there is never going to be a majority of honest people in the U.S. Congress. So why do you waste your time voting for Democrats and Republicans? They're all controlled by the New World Order. And whatever party gets in, they'll conspire with the whatever president is there, and they'll come up with all kinds of scams and schemes to waste taxpayers' money. And they'll tell you it's necessary. And they'll put it all on the cuff, most of it. You know, they'll spend whatever they can of your money, and then they'll go to the bankers, increase the debt limit, and you're the people, the taxpayers, have to pay the debt that the crooked politicians create. This is an insane system. We're playing along with it. You got to stop playing along. And those in law enforcement, you got to stop following the orders of psychopaths and crazy backstabbing mother effers. You know? If you're willing to follow all the evil laws on the books and follow all the evil plans of all the evil people in government, you're no better than they are. You know, if you took an oath to protect and serve the public, you can't follow the evil orders of evil government. And everyone in every national government is evil. So you can't be following their decrees, you know? You're supposed to be serving the people. You need to go to the neighborhoods and the people and ask them what they want. And nobody in any local neighborhood wants what the federal government wants. Look at the insanity that's going on in France. You know, that Macron the moron, that should be his nickname. You know, he is destroying France, and he doesn't listen no matter how much the people protest. It doesn't register. He doesn't, well, he's getting paid big bribe money not to listen to the people, but listen to what his New World Order masters tell him. And he's got an important position in the New World Order. Him, along with the Germans, along with the British. Look at those crooked British people. Oh, my God. Even Bojo the Clown, if you know who I'm talking about, Boris Boy, who was the prime minister, he resigned. But he's just such a lapdog for that bribe money. It was on the news. He had to make a personal trip to Davos. Not that he runs the UK anymore, but he knows that if he shows his face up at Davos, where all the rich people are, he's looking for some bonuses. Look how I destroyed the UK for you. Don't I get a bonus for that? And when you told me to resign, I faithfully resigned. So we can put a new crook in there and deceive the people more. I feel sorry for those people in Great Britain more than anybody, because their whole friggin' parliament is crooks. They're just as crooked as the United States. They're even more crooked because there's more MP crooks. And the House of Lords, I don't know. How can you count on rich people? We might as well have a House of Lords here in America, too. Because disband the Republicans and the Democrats, no political parties. We'll just have a House of Lords because they're all filthy rich now in the U.S. government, except for the ones that weren't willing to play along with all the lies and deception and evil doings that the federal government of the United States of America has imposed upon its people. But those British people, oh my God, they have backstabbed their own kind. They forced everybody in England and the UK to drink fluoridated water. Some of the towns in America still are doing that to their people. Fluoridation destroys your pineal gland, creates all problems. Fluoride is a poison. And they've even tricked you to brush your teeth with fluoride in your toothpaste. And you people are so stupid that you go out and do that. You believe every lie that has come down the pike regarding fluoride, you know? But the whole country, the UK, they're all forced, all the tap water coming out in the UK is fluoridated, you know? Okay, and they run the chemtrails over there, too. And they're going to be poisoning the food more. And they're going to make the people suffer more with lockdowns. And they've destroyed the social culture by importing all those violent migrant people that hate the Christians, hate the white people. And they're out there raping white children. You have these Islamic men. In their culture, it's okay to rape women if they're not fully covered, if they don't believe, if they haven't signed up to the Muslim indoctrination program. It's okay to rape them then. And they invited all these people in, and they were giving them free rent and board. It's just disgusting. Why? And what do they do with their spare time? They don't have to work. They got everything paid for them, room, board, free food, free medicine. They don't have to work. So what do they do with their free time? They go out in gangs and rape poor, innocent white girls in the UK. That's right. it goes on every day. And now they're raping white men. Yeah, they don't think anything. Rape anything. They'll be raping animals next. That's what kind of savages the UK government has brought in. And most of them are Islamic. Because in Islamic culture, savagery and rape and stabbing people, it's okay, you know, to do that. And oppressing women, it's okay. So, and they had the gall to call it a religion of peace. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. And this is what they imported. You know, the British people were known for being good-hearted and honest and kind. And this is the trash they brought in to prey on their own kind. You know, the English people are being preyed on. The British people are being preyed on by these animals they've imported from the Middle East. Third, shitholes. Third world shitholes. And they're doing it every day. Thousands more come in. And it's not going to stop because the people don't understand. All the protesting in the world will not change the situation. The British people need to have their Declaration of Independence and get rid of all the close down the parliament. It's a worthless organization that just steals your money and gives it away to animals, savages from other parts of the world that come and steal your money. They prey on you. They stab you. They rape you. They kill you. This is what is going on. You'll never hear this on mainstream media news, but you ought to think about it. And you ought to understand this is what they want to do in the United States, too. That's what they're trying to do down at the southern border. They want to get as many criminals to cross that border and start doing the same thing to the American people as what the savages are doing to the British people. And they're doing it to the other countries in Europe, too, because these savages that ungodly system that calls itself a religion, I don't want to even mention its name, bunch of disgusting animals that think they can call their disgusting ways of religion. And these people have been caught on camera. They come to Europe and they crap in the street. It was just last week there was one sitting on top of a garbage can at an airport crapping into the garbage can. People walking all around. This dude's got a cell phone, probably got it free, you know. And he's sitting and taking a crap in front of everybody in the airport. Nobody's coming to arrest him or anything. No, let the savages go, you know. Unbelievable. I think I said enough about that, but I just had to say that because it's going on and it's not going to change. Same thing in here, America. It's time we have to have a declaration, a new Declaration of Independence. It would be nice to have a constitutional convention and disband the federal government. It would be nice to do that. States have the power to do that, but there's too many crooks in the state governments, too. Too many governors owned by the New World Order. Yeah, they've got an unlimited amount of money. They're the central bankers. And they've got all other kind of tools working against us. They're, you know, slowly making us sick with the 5G. They're planning on further poisoning the food. I mean, they're already poisoning it with the chemtrails, food supplies. And they're going to further contaminate the food supply. And they're always contaminating the water supplies. They haven't been able to trick everyone. They tried to do it in New York City. They wanted to get New York to go, but I guess it wasn't enough bribe money in the pipeline to get the phony politicians in New York to agree to fluoridate New York City water. The reason I'm talking about this, hopefully, if you're listening to me, tomorrow you'll go out and talk to your neighbors and get them to understand the government, your government, wherever you are, is not going to save you. You know? They're not. If you're a regular citizen of your country, well, if you're a refugee looking for freebies, yeah, they'll help you out because they want you to come in and vote for them after they give you all the freebies. Plus, you know, it's part of the big plan. They want you to come in and destabilize society, including America. That's where it's at. This is where the allegiance of all the politicians are. They're serving the New World Order, and the New World Order wants to destabilize every country in the world, and they're very successful in Europe there. And they're busting their chops to do it here. And if you keep sitting home like a couch potato watching mainstream media fake news, they're going to get away with more. You know, I got to talk about it because most people are not aware. They're, you know, the big plan is to bring in foreign troops that have no allegiance to the people here. Chinese troops. I hear we have Chinese troops stationed here already in America. You know, just waiting to be called up and go in when we want to clear out of town and we want to butcher the people. You know, they've made minor attempts at this already, but you're too stupid to realize that this was a direct assault on society, you know, with the hurricanes and Katrina and how the police went from door to door and tried to confiscate people's legal guns and how they went out and just went bananas. The police broke the law left and right and got away with it pretty much. You know, to see how if they would get any resistance, then they got close to no resistance. So they know that if they can probably pull that scenario off again, and they're planning it, believe me. And the only way is to beat them to the punch. We need to close down the crooked government and replace it. But the easiest way to do this is just start in an alternative government. Pass the word around. Every community has to start an alternative government. Every state has to start an alternative government. You know, if your state, I'm talking about the United States here, if your state government, the governor and the your House of Representatives, state legislators are all too crooked, all been bought out, and they're not willing to declare their sovereignty, you'll have to start doing it on the county level and working with the county sheriffs or something like that. And you might want to even start doing it with a local town community and start making your own laws and set up a police department that serves the public, not the state laws or not the federal laws, but the local laws. That's what the setting up an alternative government is all about, setting it up on a local level for what's right for your community, because there's a lot of laws on the books, probably over half of them, that are not good for the individual. They're good for the people with the money, and they're good for the with the people that have the power, that are members of the government, you know? And I'll venture to say most state legislators are crooked, and most state governors are crooked. And chances are they're all chicken to go to a constitutional convention and kick out the current federal government that's crooked beyond hell, and you're not going to probably get too far there either. So you really have to think about setting up an alternative government at a county level and then make your own set of rules, and don't let any law enforcement in or military people into your local community to try to impose their crooked laws. Most of the laws on the books when it comes to manipulating the citizens are crooked. They're unfair. they give the government too much power to where they can go in, basically knock down your door, drag you out, and shoot you. They'll say, oh, you attacked them. Come on, the policemen getting away with that kind of crap for ages. Now, I'm not saying all police are bad people, but if they're willing to allow their fellow police officers to pull that kind of crap and allow them to be part of the force, and there's no court in the state or the county that's going to prosecute these people that misuse their power, then birds with feather flock together. Then they're just guilty as the ones, even though they might be good people. They're just as guilty as the no good people that are abusing their authority. And, you know, the people need to organize, and you need to declare your sovereignty as a local community too. Never mind, including the declaring your sovereignty from the spiritual, the dark side of the spiritual realm that still has, some badass controls over the populations of our world here. So there's work to be done. People, talk to your neighbors. You have to be out there and unite, and you have to take a stand. Think about setting up alternative governments and post the laws at all the roadways into your town and let them know. Make the people pull over and stop and read the laws. If you can't obey our local laws, don't come in. And if you try to come in with a group of military people, you know, we're going to show you the door quickly. You know, and we have the guns in America to do that. We don't want a bloodbath, but we have to take a stand and keep the trash out of our neighborhoods, whomever that we deem the trash to be. And that might be state police. It might be National Guards. And that's another damn thing that people need to get an understanding about. You know, I hate to be talking about all these unpleasant things, but people better wake up, because they are going to march you off to the FEMA camp as soon as the order is given. And, you know, militaries are chain of command people. Where are all the generals in the United States? They have obviously been bribed, too. General gives the order, go down to Texas and put them all under lockdown. Don't let them get out of the houses, just like they did in New Zealand, you know? Don't think it can't happen, because the people at the top have the power, the legal power, to give those orders. And there's plenty of people in the military, they don't know how to say no to evil orders. They simply obey and think that it's okay. I was given orders to kill you, and that makes it okay. And that attitude has to be changed, and that set of chain of command rules has to be changed. And people who are in law enforcement and people who are in government have to stand up when wrongful decisions are made and say, I'm not going to follow those evil orders. I'm not going to inflict harm against innocent people. I'm not going to force people to do things that they don't want to do. You know, I'm not going to be part of that. So there's a lot of work to be done. Alternative governments is the route to take. We need to start setting them up. Set them up in your local town. You don't have to make a big deal about it, but just set it up. And then when a situation comes up, you have to have the support of your local police, though. So either the local police that have been policing there, you know, they have to be given the choice. Where's your allegiance? We're setting up an alternative government here. Are you going to serve us, or are you going to serve the government, the crooked government that we're going to walk away from? And they have to make a choice, you know? And if you have the mayor on your side, I believe that the mayor is able to fire the police officers. Fire them. In fact, that's how it should start. You should fire them and say, look, we're willing to rehire you, but you got to pledge your allegiance to us. Now, if you want to pledge allegiance to the state laws and not the local laws, well, we don't want your kind. go somewhere else. Go get a job with the state, because the state laws are persecuting us. County laws are persecuting us, maybe. And certainly the federal government laws are persecuting our local community. If you want to be part of our community and you want to get paid to serve and protect, you have to do what we want you to do, not what some phony state law tells you you can or can't do. And there has to be exceptions made, you know? In a real justice system, federal law can't trump everybody all the way down the line. Neither can state law, and neither can county law. In a realistic situation, there are some things that the town's laws are paramount, and that's what a fair society would be. And you ought to be looking to create that fair society now. And maybe the local town is the best way to start. Or maybe you can do it with the county. It's a fat chance you're going to be able to do it with the state, but it's worth a try, you know. And forget about the federal government. They're so far down on the gravy train that once they get there, they don't want to get off. And they know it's either you serve the New World Order or you're not going to be here for too long. And, you know, spend all that money to get here. Well, it's plenty of money for you to make, but you got to serve the real boss, the New World Order, which are the bankers, the corporations, you know, Nazis like Klaus and other characters out there. So I think I about covered it, but if you don't follow up on what I'm saying, you, the listeners, tomorrow, it's only going to get worse. We're in the final battle between good and evil, and we're in other battles too. We're in spiritual battles. Regarding the spiritual battle, that's why you have to learn about declaring your sovereignty, to cancel all the contracts that you had to sign, but now, because your memory was wiped clear, you forgot you signed them. All the contracts that you signed with the dark side, you need to void them all. You have a right to do it. You know, God has declared man is to be free. So take that declaration that God has made you free. Your free spirit, start acting like one, because all any contracts anybody had assigned to be born into this world were all about taking your rights away and pledging allegiance to the dark side. Yeah, you signed them. We all signed them. So, except those of us who have declared and voided those contracts, this is a serious situation I'm talking about here. This is real life playing out. It's time you find out where you're really at, you know? You're it's still a quarantine planet. The dark side still rules, and they rule with the New World Order, you know? And the New World Order rules your government, your federal government, your national government. So, you know, everybody has to have the guts to go out and take your stand. When we unite, they can't arrest us all. They can't throw us all in jail, and they can't defeat us. But if there's only one or two people sticking their head out and trying to fight the whole government, they're going to come down on you so hard, and you're going to end up dead or in jail. And that's only because everybody else is chicken shit. Everybody else is too lazy to do something. This has to be a group effort. Same thing. I'll flip the subject now. Same thing with the mass meditations. The dark side can be defeated, that rules our world, can be defeated by more love and light. And we can bring more love and light more powerfully into our world when more of us participate in the mass meditations. Yeah. You can find out about it. Hey, go to... I told you, Google it, 2012portal.blogspot.com. You know, it's the site that reveals the information about the spiritual battle going on and about the ETs and the event and that they're going to land, and about the mass meditations. If you're listening to my voice, you should participate. These things are not that hard to participate. You can participate wherever you are. Just pay attention to the time, because we all need to be doing it at the same time. So people in different time zones are doing it at different times. You know, if the mass meditation is at 3 p.m. my time, the people on the west coast of America need to be doing that mass meditation at noon. Yeah, 3-hour difference. I think it's 5-hour difference from London to New York. So you got to pay attention to your time zone in relation. Most of the mass meditations are listed at Greenwich time, and sometimes if you're on Twitter, the people will do the math for you, and you can find out what time to get on the internet and follow the instructions and focus your thoughts on what's being told. That's all that there is to a mass meditation. You turn on your computer at the proper time, and you sit there looking at the screen, and you listen to the voice on the screen telling you what to visualize. And with your mind, you follow the event as they instruct you to follow it. And when millions of us are doing this, it's very powerful, and it brings more light into our world, because that's what you'll be visualizing. The light coming from the center of the universe through all the galaxies, coming into our solar system, coming in through the top of your head, at the bottom of your feet, to the center of the earth, to visualize that. It's not that difficult. And you do it for 20 minutes or whatever time limit it is, and then you've done your job. This is so important for humanity to be doing, you know? I know a lot of you don't have the gumption to go out there and talk to your neighbors about setting up an alternative government, but all of you can surely participate in a mass meditation. I'll give it to you again, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Well, and in your daily life, be kind to people, smile at them, say hello, project your love, say only good things about people. I had to say some nasty things about some people because you wouldn't know who the bad guys were or how bad they are or how bad the situation is if I didn't go outside the saying only good things routine. But during the course of a daily life, when anybody I meet tomorrow, I'll be friendly, courteous, kind, smiling, and I'll get a similar response back. You know, as I'm sitting here, I can just think love, and I can project it out to everyone listening. My heart is beating love vibrations to all of you that are good people. I'll beat it. My heart will beat love to the people that are not good also. And my heart will beat love out into the universe and the galaxy simply because I intended to do that. And there is no limit when you project love. You can project it all the way back to God, the single source of all that is. And that's the important part of life. Learn how to project your feelings. So pick some good feelings, pick some good ideas, and project them out there. People need to receive love. And while we're talking about love, I don't know if you like music videos or not, but sure, everybody knows about YouTube. Well, I've got my Beatlemania in America YouTube out there. It's a 10-minute documentary about the Beatles in America, 1964, 1965, when they first showed up, and all the things that transpired, important things that transpired there. I couldn't fit them all in 10 minutes, but I focused on some of the most important things in relation to showing their personalities at the press conferences, showing the fans falling head over heels, ecstatic with the love. You know, America fell in love with the Beatles. And the Beatles came to America with a loving attitude. They had loving personalities. They were regular people. Their music projected love. They sang about love. They were friendly. And the music won the people over, and their personalities won the people over. Like I said, America fell in love with the Beatles. And you really should take the time to check this. There must be, 20 or more Beatle Mania short videos out there. Mine's 10 minutes, but I claim mine's the best because I focused on the love. The love that the Beatles projected, the love that the fans had for them, and how the Beatles changed America with their loving songs and loving personalities, and how they interacted with the general public. You know, from their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show all the way up to the first Shea Stadium concert, which was so fantastic it caused the air to sizzle. And in the video, I clearly say it was the love of every Beatle fan there that night that caused the air to sizzle supremely loud, you know? And I go on to say America fell in love with the Beatles. You want to watch this video, and it shows the fans, pictures of the fans crying, happiness, dancing, ecstatic, you know? And I make the statement, I only wish the Beatles knew how much they changed America for the better. They opened up our hearts. They opened up our minds. They created new paradigms of thinking without even trying. They just, and all by just being themselves and writing and performing beautiful songs, original songs, unlike anything anyone had heard before. So check it out. It's called Beatlemania in America. You ought to find it by Googling it, but you know, you might have to go down 15, 16 of the other ones till you finally get to mine. Mine's 10 minutes long. And you'll see the picture of the girls holding up the sign, "We love you, never leave us." What kind of innocent love is that? But only the Beatles caused that to happen. Elvis never did that, but the Beatles did it. And it's worth reviewing if you're not familiar with their story. They changed America. They changed the world with their music and their great personalities and their projection of love to the audiences they performed. Certainly worth looking at. One of the best examples in 10 minutes of how people can change the world with love. And so when the show is over, be sure and go on your computer and just Google it first, Beatlemania in America. And if you have a problem picking it up, then after Beatlemania in America, right by Tom Edison. Yeah, that's who I am. Your host here, Tom Edison. Beatlemania in America by Tom Edison. And it should come up on YouTube then. So we're coming to the end of the show, you know. And, hey, it was a call-in radio show. I guess people were having a problem dialing their phones tonight. Or they just, you know, sometimes you just want to sit back and listen. Well, you got the mystery to solve out there. Go get your cell phones out tomorrow. Look for some clouds and see if you can find a dark cloud, regular-looking, lengthy cloud, not a special-looking cloud, just a regular cloud, and point your iPhone at it or whatever kind of phone, Android, and see if you can adjust the lighting on your phone camera and pick up some patterns inside the that look like circuit boards inside the cloud, and see if we can get a second opinion on this. You're going to hear at the end, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo. I got 29 videos on YouTube. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? About 30 seconds of that, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's my first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You can buy all the songs at CD Baby. And only 99 cents a song, you know? I know you get to hear it every week for nothing. But I've got 35 songs out there on two albums at CD Baby, you know? Click to CD Baby, punch in my name, Tom Edison, you know? And find a song you like and purchase it. I need to get paid, you know? I don't have a record company. I did it all myself. I had to make all the payments myself to get those things out there. I could use a little reciprocative help, you know? Hey, I'm a poor person, believe me. And I live at a poverty level, but I'm a happy poor person. Anyhow, it's time to end the show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm giving you the countdown and take us here out of here. Everybody, talk to your neighbors tomorrow. Alternative government. Google. Beatlemania in America. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.